We're doing the Netivot Shalom, and our topic is, within the heading of Tshuva, the fifth essay, and the topic is Mishane Shmo Ma'asav Umkumo, he who changes his name, actions, and place. Katav HaRambam, Maimonides writes in the Laws of Teshuva, Midarchei HaTshuva, one of the paths of Tshuva is, one of the ways in which a person accomplishes Tshuva is Mishane Shmo. Person changes his name, klomar, as if to say, ani acher, ve'ini ze shechata, I'm someone else, I'm not the one who sinned. Meshane ma'asav, kulan letova v'lederech yeshara. The second thing that's included in the path of tshuva is, person changes his actions, he does good and goes on a straight path, umshane mekomo, and a person changes his place, his dwelling place. Three components. Now, before we continue, we should just have a backdrop to this Rambam. The Gemara tells us, you know what, he'll quote the Gemara in a minute, so we'll see it. B'pashtut inyano, the simple understanding of this concept is, Ki achet talui behivui shalim. Kashur im hanefesh achotet, v'im klalut ma'asav, v'im hamakom shechata. The simple understanding is that sin connects to a person on many levels. To the encompassing of a person, the person as a whole, be it his soul, be it his actions, be it his place. Umidrechei HaTshuva, and so part of accomplishing tshuva is sheyeshane et kol ha'avoy v'amtziyut hazot, where a person can change all of that. So if he's trying to change his behavior, so part of it is he's changing many different aspects of who he is. V'lechein tzirich lishanot shmo ma'asav umkomo. And that's why he has to change his name, his actions, and his place. Omnam yesh b'zeh inyan yoter amok. But there is a deeper concept at play here. V'hu al pi ma she'amru chazal, and this is based on what the Talmud tells us in Tractate Yuma. Ta'ana dalet chalukei kapara ya Rabbi Yishmael Doresh. Rabbi Yishmael taught four divisions, four subsets of tshuva. Mi shavar mitzvat aseh v'asa tshuva, if someone transgressed a proactive commandment, did tshuva, lo zaz misham ad shemochalino. Before he budges, once he did tshuva, they forgive him. Mi shavar alot taseh v'asa tshuva, if one transgressed the prohibition, tshuva tola v'yom kippurim mechaper. Tshuva isn't enough, tshuva holds it hanging until Yom Kippur helps attain atonement. Mi shavar chavei kidut chavei mitot bedin v'asa tshuva, if one transgressed the prohibitions which the Torah says are punishable by kares, or the death penalty, and then he does tshuva. So then tshuva v'yom kippurim tonin v'yisurin memarkin. Tshuva and Yom Kippur hold the sin at bay, but it's only through contending with difficulties in life that one really cleanses himself. Mishavar al chilul Hashem v'asa tshuva, but one who desecrated God's name and then did tshuva, so then you need tshuva yom kippurim v'yisurin tonin u'mitam chaperet. It's only after he went through the first three and then he passes away, it's only then that he'll gain final atonement. So that's the Gemara. Va'er b'sidur ha'rik, I don't know who that is, b'shar ha'tshuva, de'inei noda ki yesh l'adam nefesh ma'asiyah meruach me'yitzira, neshama me'briya v'neshama l'neshama me'atzilut. Okay, I don't know, he's talking about Kabbalistic concepts. Sorry, I can't explain this. I don't understand it. It's not only that I can't explain it. I don't know what he's talking about. The continuation of here beyond me. The whole piece here is... sorry. He extrapolates. His basis is Kabbalistic concepts. I don't know what any of it means. Okay.
So, I have a question.
Yeah.